Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattleman.org, to learn more.
Well, there's some brand new characters with an agricultural theme booked called Flat Aggie and Flat Annie, thanks to the curriculum coordinator for Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom, Annie Davis, who tells us a little bit more about these characters.
These are twin characters in a children's book that I wrote based around agriculture. And so Flat Aggie and Flat Annie, they actually start out just two farm kids in Oklahoma, and a big wind comes and with the barn door. And so they become flat, and then they have so many different adventures and problems and solutions throughout the book.
Davis says, although the story is fiction, agriculture information within the book is all fact.
The agriculture is accurate in the book, but it is a fiction story. We want students to learn those writing skills. We hope that this book will connect classrooms, connect different states, connect 4-H groups, FFA groups with their writing skills and sharing different agriculture around the world.
So looking forward, like, what's going to be the plan going forward for Annie and Aggie?
So the plan moving forward is sharing this book. If you come to our summer conference July 30th, you will actually receive a picture book. So there's a picture book, and that's what we've seen before. But then there's going to be a chapter book for the older level. So we're looking at pre-K to sixth grade for the picture book, chapter book. And then also, we're going to have a resource guide that supports those books. So in the resource guide, there's going to be some coloring sheets that actually go to 3D models. They actually come alive. So you can do different academic skills with beef and pork and chickens and drones, learning all about different crops here in Oklahoma.
To learn more about Flat Annie and Flat Aggie, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, farmers' outlook improved in May as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index rose to 108, which is about a 9-point increase from April. Index of Future Expectations climbed 11 points to 117, and then the Current Conditions Index rose 6 points. Future Expectations Index boost reflects farmers expecting conditions to improve, although it's clear that 2024's financial challenges are still a huge concern. A rise in crop prices from the April survey's date to mid-May played a role in boosting farmer sentiment this month. By mid-May, Eastern Corn Belt prices had risen by 2 to 3% since the April survey was conducted. Farm Financial Performance Index rose to 82 in May, up 6 points from April. Index asks producers to compare their farm's expected financial performance to last year. Producers' outlook on capital investments improved modestly, with the Farm Capital Investment Index up 4 points to 35. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.